The future may not be clear, but our commitment is. So when you sit with an advisor at Merrill Lynch, we'll put your interests first. Visit ml.com and learn more about Merrill Lynch, an affiliate of Bank of America. Merrill Lynch makes available products and services offered by Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner & Smith Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member, SIPC.
An all-in-one speech tablet you can go out and buy on your own. It's a first. Plus, a look at how game-changing technology is making quality of life improvements for people living with disabilities.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from our newsroom in New York City. So Toby Dynavox, a leader in assistive technology for communication, is introducing Indy. This is an all-in-one speech tablet for nonverbal communicators directly targeted to the consumer market. This is actually a first. The tablet uses this innovative software designed for more of an intuitive and symbol-based communication, making it an ideal device for nonverbal and verbally limited users. The new tech device aims to bring quality of life improvements to people living with disorders like autism and other disabilities. Let's get a little bit more. Joining us now is Tara Rudnicki. She is the president of the North American market for Toby Dynavox. Welcome, Tara.
Thank you for having me.
So, Tara, Indy, this new tablet, it's a communication device for nonverbal and verbally limited users. So I'd love to get a sense of who exactly this is best suited for.
It really is best suited for children with autism, Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, brain and stroke injury, or aphasics, which is a diagnosis from a brain injury.
It uses very specific technology. There is either the use of a switch or a head mouse for accessibility work. How exactly does this work?
And it also includes touch, just may I add. So a head mouse is basically, if you could, it basically is the act of moving your hand as you do with a mouse for movement, but you use your head. It's using your head as a mouse. So it applies to that. It also has an opportunity for wireless scanning, as well as it also has the act of clicking, which requires a dwell on a particular button or a press of a switch. Pretty simple.
Wow. And so just to be clear, previously you needed a prescription. Now this is what's the game changer here. Consumers can basically order this on their own.
Exactly. So we still have we'll have a funded device, which would require a prescription. However, you're absolutely right. This is a game changer where now there is opportunity at cost of everyday electronics to be able to actually receive a speech generated device with such intricate hardware, software, and access methods combined. So this is revolutionary, especially in the autism market too. It is also really important, as April is a global awareness month, and a lot of unknown facts are when a child reaches the age of 21, they have no access to funding after schools. The ability to communicate becomes a lot tougher because of the cost of devices. So with this revolutionary device and the price that this entails, is there's great resources, therapy opportunities. So children in homes, autistic homes, for example, have that opportunity after 21 to continue and be able to afford to be able to speak and grow with this device. And the software certainly includes that and will continue to include that, which is really exciting for us.
So I want to talk a little bit more about the software specifically. Now, it uses a symbol-based communication, is that right?
That is correct. It's called SNAP, or SNAP with Core First. And what that basically is if you can understand why symbols are important, if you're unable to read, whether it be for literacy or for whatever reason, you must rely on communication, basically on symbols, to understand the world that you're in or partake in the world that you're in. The symbols allow the individuals to really engage immediately, where symbols are universal, no matter what. Obviously, hot, cold, or sad, angry, are some very, very easy ones. But that allows that individual to engage immediately, as well as it gives us the opportunity in a longer-term strategy, because symbols are the step towards literacy and really truly understanding their world and able to communicate within that. And that can lead on to other things. It can also just lead on to faster communication.
I imagine it's pretty user-friendly and easy to start using off the bat.
And that's what's really, you had asked earlier, what is so revolutionary about this. We tend to over-engineer some things in regarding both software and hardware.
Okay.
Because we want everything to be happening at once. We want to make sure that we give that user every opportunity. And I think we really simplified it this time. And we just said, what is really important to this particular user and how fast do we do it? So basically, when you receive the device, it's really three steps. It's easy and you can be communicating within 5 to 10 minutes.
As is the case with most of these tech innovations, does it grow and adapt by way of some sort of machine learning?
Great question. It's not necessarily the machine, because the hardware is really the box, but it is the software. And how that software is able to help you communicate faster is by using symbols, obviously, in more symbols. It can start very simplistic and go into more complex or more opportunities for that. The also how it learns is the software does learn frequency and use of your word. So with word prediction, if you are trying to type something out or if you're able to go to a specific feeling, if you start to go that quite often, it uses that opportunity to learn those and learn who you are as the user. The way you use your words, you may use it differently than I do, but the software starts to learn that. So obviously with all of that combined, that makes for faster communication.
We're speaking to Tara Rudnicki. She is the president of Toby Dynavox's North American market. You're listening to the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by CIT. It's time to get growing with commercial lending, leasing, and treasury management services from CIT. CIT works with companies across a wide variety of industries, including transportation, technology, energy, manufacturing, healthcare, and retail. CIT has the expertise and experience to help you grow your business. For more information about how your business can grow with CIT, visit CIT.com. Put knowledge to work.
Thank you for joining us. So, Tara, it's all very fascinating. I know that Toby is a leader in eye tracking technology specifically, which seems like we're going to be hearing a lot more about moving ahead. Can you talk a little bit about the developments being made in that type of tech?
Sure. I mean, we're always developing, and we really want to be able to provide for every user that somebody with a communication disability out there. So it can be very simplistic from an absolute app to something very high-tech as the eye-tracking device needed for certain segments. And we're constantly, same thing, challenges are not to create everything at once and to figure out what our users are and what their intent is and how are we able to make their needs and meet their needs faster, quicker, more accurate, and price point, and trying to get price points down and making sure that we have the supports that are available to them. So it's a constant development every day in trying to make sure that we meet those needs every day of our users.
I want to make sure folks are able to go out and get all the information they can. And so can you just direct our listeners as to where they can go about receiving more information and the whole nine?
Absolutely. They can visit our website at tobydynavox.com. And it will have it, obviously, Tuesday. And it will be our introduction. And it will have landing pages. And it can simply walk you through it. If there's things you want to know in regards to the software, or the hardware, what the packages would entail, what the support systems are, where it will all be there and will direct you. And if not, you can always give us a call, and we are absolutely there, as well as our sales reps throughout the United States.
Really appreciate you taking the time, Tara. Thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
Once again, it's the Indy tablet from Toby Dynavox. You can check out more at wsj.com/podcasts. That will wrap up this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing for now. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.